day, I'm Janice Whittington. I've been a bat warden for 20 years. The Tarka Trail provides good feeding habitat for bats, and many of the 17 species we have in the UK have been recorded here. Bats are the only mammals that fly. They are nocturnal and don't build nests. They just hang up or squeeze into crevices. Different species choose different places to live. Some live in hollow trees, some in caves and other underground sites, while many will choose buildings, roosting behind hanging tiles or barge boards, or in the loft. They hibernate in winter when temperatures drop and food is scarce, and usually wake up about Easter. Our smallest bat, the pipistrelle, is only 4 centimetres long and weighs 5 grams. That's less than a 2p coin. It can eat over 3,000 insects in one night and can live up to 14 years. The noctule is our largest bat, with a wingspan of about 35 centimetres, and it can weigh up to 40 grams. Some of our larger bats live over 30 years. Bats are not blind, and they don't get tangled in your hair. They eat insects, which they catch whilst flying, and use their ears and a system called echolocation, a kind of radar, to locate their prey. Females give birth to one baby, usually every other year. The baby weighs 1/3 of its mother's weight at birth, and will be fed on its mother's milk for the first few weeks of its life. The UK bat population has been in decline for several years. Many of their roosting and feeding sites have been destroyed to make way for development. Pesticides have also played a part in their decline by killing the insects that bats rely on for food, and in some cases killing the bats themselves. As bats are a protected species, a license is required to disturb them or their roost sites, even when the bats are not there.